It's 60 degrees in Nashville. It's been a rainy morning. Cloudy at the moment, but there's plenty more rain in the forecast for today and tonight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the Tennessee Capitol yesterday as lawmakers began a special session to consider splitting Memphis's Democratic stronghold into reliably red congressional districts. Lawmakers will likely have only 3 days to redistrict, a process that usually takes months. Tennessee NAACP President Gloria Sweet Love decried the redistricting effort before a crowd of protesters.
I want you to get mad. Not angry. I want you to get mad. Yeah. When we get mad, we fight. Yeah. And when we fight, we win.
Republicans struck down Democratic proposals to give the public more feedback in the redistricting process. GOP leadership quashed efforts to hold public meetings with constituents or to release the proposed maps publicly 72 hours before a final vote. Well, Nashville voters have chosen a new county clerk. Yesterday was a local election day, a primary election. Sharon Hurt, a former two-term at-large Metro Council member, was elected to take over the role of county clerk after the longtime clerk retired. This was part of a local primary election, mostly deciding judicial, school board, and clerk seats. Well, technically a primary. There were zero Republican candidates on the ballot, making the election a decisive one. Other winners include Joseph Day, who narrowly hung on to his role as circuit court clerk. Jody Bell was reelected as a judge on the General Sessions Court. Don Diener and Corlita Mance beat out sitting judges on the criminal and circuit courts. On the school board, incumbents Berthina Naba McKinney and Cheryl Mays kept their seats. Turnout in Davidson County was low, with just over 38,000 Nashvillians casting ballots. Well, gas prices are climbing fast as a result of the war in Iran. And in response, Kentucky's governor has declared a state of emergency. That allows him to activate anti-price gouging measures and freeze the state's gas tax, holding off an increase that was set to go into effect this summer. Governor Andy Beshear is also attempting to temporarily cut the tax by 10 cents, and he sent letters to congressional leaders urging them to take similar moves on the federal level. Fewer people in Nashville are dying from drug overdoses. That's according to data from the Metro Public Health Department looking at the first quarter of this year. Deaths are down 35% compared to last year, thanks largely to expanded use of overdose reversal drugs, which the department gives out for free. Still, 80 people in Davidson County died of suspected overdoses in the first 3 months of this year. Spokesperson tells WKRN that fentanyl continues to be a leading contributor. The drug is present in about 70% of fatal overdose cases. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.